Welcome, welcome, welcome. Monday, stay and run. It's the greatest podcast of all time.
Bar none. You are listening to God is Dead. My name is Campbell Walker.
I'm Bryce Mills.
And the premise of this podcast is pretty simple. What we do is we take the worst things that we can find on the internet and we use them in an ongoing case as evidence that God has died.
Yeah, listen, it's not a religious one. It's definitely also, that's something that's sort of worth noting, but also not always the right answer. We sometimes find out along the way we're actually wrong, but generally right. Look, if it's all on the table.
That's going to be my new bio. Sometimes wrong, generally right. Generally right.
Well, see, man, I want to go into a guy that you've probably seen on your TikTok or YouTube algorithm, especially if you're a guy. His name is Alpha M. In fact, probably, I would imagine the algorithm is fairly, I imagine his audience is almost 100% guys. So
if you want to know what to picture, just imagine the human embodiment of a deep V-neck shirt.
Yeah, totally. It's a little bit sort of, it's a bit bro-y, it's a bit Wolf of Wall Street, it's a bit sort of charismatic. It's a guy that is very good at talking, he's a businessman, and he has a lot of advice for, you know, grooming, fashion, etiquette, lifestyle, all those things. And what he brings to the table is some pretty hardcore men's advice that has, yeah,
some Giga Chad shit.
Maybe it's been, yeah, maybe it's sort of not found its exact target audience on TikTok.
Now, if we're talking about things that haven't found their exact target audience because the comments section is getting a little wiser, then I've got a case of a really shitty prank.
Oh man, what, like Lance 210 vibes?
No. This is way milder. Way milder.
Oh.
I just want to talk about this one individual video, which just made me not want to be here anymore, Bryce.
The episode that was saved by the comments, you know what to do. Drop one if you agree.
Also, everything that we're talking about can be found at God is Dead Not Clickbait on Instagram. And now we have a YouTube channel, which you might be watching and you're just like, dude, I know. But if you're only listening, then yeah, hit subscribe. All right, let's do it. God is Dead, case one.
Alpha M.
Alpha. Alpha is such a funny word.
Yeah, it's certainly had a rough couple of years, the word alpha. It's definitely changed a little bit. And this guy is no different. He's a YouTuber with millions of subscribers. This guy is a leading men's YouTuber, if that's even the word. Like he...
MewTuber.
Yeah, I don't know what this category is called. He might describe it as lifestyle. They're two different words in his thing. Grooming and fitness. His official description is, of course, based on just his... The first thing he says is send product review requests and all business requests, blah, blah, blah. Launched in 2006 by Aaron Marino. He realized there was a lack of resources and options for men to receive real-world help and advice in regards to their image, style, and grooming. It's to make you the best version of yourself that you can be. Now, this guy's huge. Like, he's a mogul. He's got business ventures. He's got his own, like, grooming and skincare company. He has all this shit going on and still makes time to help us out, us little slobs.
What a saint, helping us beta cut.
His thumbnail game has certainly stepped the fuck up. His most recent video as recording this is a boner on the thumbnail where it's like through the jeans and there's a big circle around the boner.
And what's the title?
99% of attractive, quote unquote, guys do this wrong.
Do boners wrong?
Maybe.
I'm glad someone's calling me out on that shit.
He does have a few go-to sort of looks. For example, he's really obsessed with the idea of a bad boy. One of his recent videos, 10 thing bad boys never wear.
Oh, bad boys.
Because women, of course, love bad boys. And that's where we find his YouTube account has blended into his TikTok account. Now, his YouTube account, from my memory... from having seen videos back in the day, is pretty reasonable in terms of the way that people interact with it. It seems like it's found its audience.
Well, I guess that's the thing about YouTube is you're not scrolling. I mean, with YouTube Shorts you are, but with the long YouTube, it's not like you're scrolling up mindlessly trying to find the next hit. You're kind of subscribing to people or they're coming up and you have to actively click unless you're lucky enough to get up in there up next.
Even in his videos that have fairly weird titles, the like to dislike ratio is fine. This one's called Stop Being an Immature Little bitch.
Oh, thank
Seven
God.
Signs you need to grow up.
Oh, man. Once again, I'm so happy to just be called on my bullshit.
Yeah, well, 6.4 million subscribers. He has, on this video, 14K likes.
Please, Bryce, 6.4 million little bitches. Immature little bitch subscribers.
Only 350 dislikes, right? So generally one of these videos will be, all right, fellas, listen. All right, listen. I got to tell you something, fellas. This has got to stop, all right? You get to the bar and you say this and then
you calm yourself. Come on, fellas.
Come on, guys. Listen, gentlemen. We got to stop, all right?
Gentlemen.
My top tip for not being a little bitch. Number one, gentlemen, you got to have the correct fit. You got to look good. You got to feel good. And you got to show the guns, fellas. You've been working hard on them. You deserve to let her know. It's like generally quite charismatic and you kind of trust the guy. It's kind of like, oh, he's like, he's a little pep tour coach type of guy.
He got a big chin. He sounds like he cares about you.
Gentlemen, the first thing that I would tell you about shaving your balls is you gotta do it in this way. I wish, gentlemen, that I knew this growing up, which is why I want to talk about this product. And then so it's like by tip three, we get the majority of the video will be an ad. It'll be like, that's why I want to talk about, I'm not even going to give any free plugs out, but fucking product. And that's why, gentlemen, and it's like literally just, it's amazing. You can do this, you can do this, you can do this, and it makes you feel good downstairs. That's why, blah, 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 blah. So that's the tone. Generally, I'll say I can pretty accurately tell you most videos, the cadence is somewhere along those lines.
Gentlemen, listen.
Women, we love them, but how do they love us? Anyway.
By buying my products and shaving your balls.
Yeah, exactly.
You immature little bitch.
If you don't do this, gentlemen, I don't know what to tell you.
You're a baiter.
So what he's doing is clearly he's found his niche on YouTube, right?
Yes.
But I'm getting so many things in my feed of people stitching or duetting with his sort of little TikTok videos.
His bad boy outfit videos.
Because on TikTok, he has 500.
There is nothing not... It's the least bad boy thing. That bad boy's a thing. Just use the word bad boy.
In fact, this is probably from that video we just saw. Clothes that bad boys never wear. It's got 3 million views. We should really check this out, actually.
Cool. Nothing says
bad boys do not wear patterned polos. But my mom says I look handsome. If you want to rock a polo, totally cool. The clean, sexy, dangerous black polo. Woo, mama. Yeah, I'm talking bad boy all day, every day. The truth is, though, if you want to rock that polo and look like a bad decision, you just got to make sure it fits you properly, all right? Not too long, covering your crotch, not too big, not too baggy in the body, nice and tailored. The sleeve length, are you kidding me? It can't be covering up your arms. They gotta be boom. The collar shouldn't be all flat and lazy, gentlemen. You want them up, you want them clean, you want to look like a sex machine.
So unfortunately,
he's so much fun to watch. I'm so entertained. I have such a bad attention span, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a bad boy now. I love it.
He's mastered that kind of
thing. He's mastered this, gentlemen. I swear to God, if you want sex ever in your life, you have to do exactly what I do. Give me money and you'll get laid, gentlemen. Fucking hell.
He has bad boy glasses, sexy badass date night, blah blah blah. He has so many bad boy, how to dress like a bad boy.
Did this bad is boy one, trend once and now he's like everything must be about the bad boy.
He's obviously been traumatized by a relationship that was like they left him for a bad boy or
a
something.
Bad boy.
You know what I mean?
Now I must become the bad boy. And that's his backstory.
This is one that gets clowned on a lot is how to dress like a bad boy. The video on YouTube, you'll follow along. But on Instagram, this guy, his idea of a bad boy fit is leather jacket, black hoodie underneath, sort of gray stonewash, is that the word, jeans?
Sure.
Chelsea boots that are leather. And this is how he describes it.
I call this bad boy just badass. It's clean, it's simple, but it's an incredible way to still be casual and cool without going like over the top. We still have the Incredible Cuts hoodie as the base layer. I went with the leather bomber jacket. The jeans, I'm going with the gray. You could also go blue jeans, and then I'm kicking it with a pair of black Chelsea boots.
Oh,
it's very...
I don't want to rip on anyone who wears Chelsea boots, but if you do, fuck you. I don't mean it. You're fine. Keep wearing them.
It's a little H&M, and again, no offense, but it is sort of like, fuck. The comments tell you everything you need to know. It has 15,000 comments. That's how you know people have found an issue with it.
Yeah.
He goes,
bad boy.
My guy still living in 2009. He listens to Imagine Dragons. 5-3 activities. This is extremely sad.
Oh my god.
Bro's ringtone is astronaut in the ocean. My masked wolf.
Oh my goodness.
And then he goes like, would you wear this bad boy outfit? Everyone's just going, no.
He has to be able to read that. Like, I wonder.
That's it. This guy is appealing to mid-30s women. You've dressed like Jessica Jones. Bro, I don't know what that means. This is bad boy like 20 years ago. Lol. Little guy really robbed an American Eagle mannequin. Bro, who wears leather? A lot of you guys.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So, that's the thing. He must be playing into this because the comments do not stop, right? I call this, you know, I call this a bad boy outfit. A lot of the comments just say, I call this a bad outfit.
Thank fuck for Gen Z. That's all I got to say, man.
Dude, like, absolutely. People are embarrassed to see it. Like, a lot of people are clowning on his height, which is, you know, that's you know, what's he going to do about that? But
I love all of you.
What are the comments on this? This is another one. Bad boy outfit idea.
Look, is an incredible bad boy outfit that I personally...
Fuck, dude. Just... you. What? Who does bad boy even appeal to? I feel like that appeals to a kid.
Yeah. It's like the Dennis the Menace Bart Simpson energy.
Slingshot in the back pocket.
You're like, oh man, I could be a bad boy. It's like, for what? And then you've got like this, like, you know, why do good girls like bad guys? And you're like, why do they? And then you come across this. Who is the actual audience?
Once I left my small fucking isolated high school town bubble, I immediately realized that it took me 3 minutes to realize that, like, there is no one type of person that anyone is attracted to. And bad boy culture is like, sure, the person that can like run the fastest in primary school is like the king of the grade.
Yeah.
But then that doesn't matter.
Dude, this is a glass shattering moment for me. I may be 30, but I'm a slow learner.
Well, shit, you might be in a couple of years ready to dress like the bad boy outfit. Let's have a look.
That's cool.
I personally love. It's all black except for the addition of the suede bomber jacket, all right? The boots, black. Chelsea, of course. The denim, black. Check out the shirt. I went with the curve hem, simple crew neck, and the long sleeve. You show up looking like this, and you're not even going to make it to dinner. She's going to rip your clothes off in the car.
You're not even going to make it to dinner. She's going to suck your cock, bro. Yeah. Fuck, dude.
14K
chill the
comments.
Fuck out.
Why are the pants so tight, bro? Average astronaut in the ocean listener. He dresses like a youth pastor.
He probably has
a lion or a dragon as his lock screen wallpaper.
Oh. People are nailing this.
This is the type of outfit a 20-year-old mom be dressing their toddler in.
Oh, so true.
And so
true.
A lot of people are saying it's not 2010 anymore. It's not 2011 anymore.
Dude,
bro,
oh
fuck.
Man, I wish that stopped ripping on those years. Because like even in 2010 and 2011, that shit wasn't cool.
Yeah. I agree. He really does love like a V-neck shirt. He loves a lot of that
kind of
stuff.
Kind of dude who'd wear like almost like that tech core clothing, you know, the stuff with all the ropes and shit hanging off them, and it's all like bizarre panels.
The type of jeans where it has the
distressed
Venetian blinds, yeah, like, yeah, type thing in it, like,
you're
that.
Like, who the fuck would wear this? And it's like weird ninja clothes that you get served on Facebook.
He does, yeah, with the weird like overhang shirt and stuff. Yeah. He does every now and then have some normal advice, and people will be like, oh, this is kind of interesting. You actually said something normal.
Oh,
here's the V-neck thing, I think.
Biohack that daddy didn't teach you that this daddy is going to is all about the V-neck. Boom! It's all about drawing the eye down. Your shoulders appear broad, your face more angular. If you are somebody that's a little bit heavier, or you just want to make your shoulders appear broader and your waist smaller, start rocking a V-neck. The lightweight black V-neck sweater is one of the most perfect options for fall. It's understated style excellence. Not only does it make my shoulders appear broad and my face more chiseled, it makes me look super sexy when I rock it with a simple pair of denim that fits amazing and also a simple pair of boots. It's a great go-to outfit for the fall and winter months if you're just going out casually kicking it with a spicy senorita style.
And then just cuts off.
At spicy senorita. Yeah, I mean, the only downside is you have to wear a V-neck.
That's it. And like, it's a lot about like 2010, 2012, 2011, 40-year-old calling himself daddy.
Man, I'm just going to say,
Walmart.
When, like, there is going to be, you know how everything's cyclical? There is going to be a moment when, like, Gen Alpha is dressing like this dude.
Dude, totally.
And then he's relevant again. And they're like, you know what? Fuck it. We want to wear Chelsea boots and V-necks. Yeah. And then this video is going to date horribly.
Totally.
And it's going to, oh man, it's, oh God, everything just makes me sick sometimes.
It's going to be funny when that happens, man. But this guy, look.
When H&M Core comes back in.
Yeah. the bomber jacket that says, I hate Mondays on the back.
Oh, dude.
He does, look, he kills it on YouTube. And I'm almost certain that he's a millionaire, if not more. thanks to
our last episode.
Listened to our last podcast.
Yeah, so you're welcome, Alpha M.
But like the TikTok, I wonder if he's inviting the fucking hate, or if all the comments are from the young people and all the likes are from the older.
Nah, man,
I don't know.
You're doing it wrong. All the comments are from betas, and all the likes are from alphas.
They're the ones that have ascended, kind of.
You immature little
final judgment.
If you've never listened to this podcast before, very simple. We take our case. We ask, does God die here? Or does it prove that God's alive? We actually don't know. We have to do the final judgment. Well, Cam, Alpha M and his advice. I mean, did you learn anything?
Oh, golly. I mean, yes, but not the things that he wanted me to learn. I'm going to say God is alive. Because okay. It's stuff that I think I've... Okay, so this is what I love about the word chuggy.
Yeah.
Becoming so mainstream. It's given a name to something that I've always been pissed off by. If you ever remember our first episode of God is Dead, the very first case we ever did was about adulting. And
yeah,
it was something that was pissing us off, but there wasn't a word for it. And now there's a word for it. And that means that more people are going to hate it, which means that we'll see less of it. And it's just nice. It's just nice that things move in the direction of your own personal taste. It doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
But in the case of, you know, the word chuggy, it does. And in the case of Alpha M, it is as well. Fuck, man. I'm loving it.
It's natural selection kicking in.
And it's nice. And because, I mean, like, there's also the other thing to be said. And I mean, Gen Z, it's kind of like millennials, right? So millennial and generational clustering is fucking bullshit. But, you know, the whole meme about millennials is that we were all going to suck and be narcissistic. And Gen Z was going to be double that, right?
Yeah.
That they were going to be the most narcissistic generation ever.
As someone on the...
And who would just be brainwashed.
I'm on the cusp.
You're the
zennial.
Yeah.
I'm the worst.
You are the worst. But yeah, basically they'd be like brainwashed by the internet into no independent thought, and that they would be super narcissistic. What actually happened is Gen Z became super pro-social and super activist-y and are all about fixing the world. And as for the brainwashed by the internet, no, man, they've got way more critical thought and they're not afraid to call it out.
Yes.
And that is what's going on in those comment sections. And I'm like, man, you're finally up against people who just,
oh, isn't
I don't
it beautiful?
Know, truly based people.
Isn't it beautiful? Because
it's
like
fucking awesome.
You think about
it's like a breath of fresh air, dude.
I would argue that like there are probably some people that have really benefited from some of Alpha M's content, right? You know, people that never had the chance to learn like about grooming and like things
that. Dude, I taught myself to shave. Like that
shit's
weird. Like,
you know, and the guy does seem like a very like inviting figure. Unfortunately, like when you remember he's trying to make fucking bank off you, then you're like, okay, well it's not, he doesn't totally like, you know what I mean? There's levels to it. But like for the most part, like, yeah, that's like great. But when you've got this guy being like, fellas, here's exactly what you need to do. And you've actually got a lot of people being like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool to see.
Yeah, it's nice to see diversity, particularly in men.
Yeah, totally.
Like, there are other ways to be. And it's nice because I feel like this is the kind of shit when I was in high school that would have flown and everyone would have been like, cool, alphas. I mean, like The Game was one of the most popular books. And there's me, nerdy Cam, who, like, you know, I wasn't too tall. I wasn't too anything. And now it's nice to see people just being like, no, fuck that, man. I'm like, fucking thank you.
Yeah, no, dude, exactly. They're going to sit and ask a question before they just go, actually, you're right. Yeah, no, sure. I believe everything you say.
Nah.
So it's actually, yeah.
Question it. Get more feminine, fellas.
It's so refreshing. Yeah. It's so funny. Like, they're absolutely going to town on the guy. And the parodies and the stitches of him and the duets and all that stuff are great. If you get them in your algorithm, you'll be thankful, man. They're very, very, very... Yeah, because he's unfortunately uploaded some really weird photos to Instagram. Like, him with, like, you know, like...
A sexy senorita?
Well, I was going to say a pair of 3D glasses that you take the lenses out and, like, being, like, a nerd, you know what I mean? Like, just things like that.
Yeah, like Russell Westbrook, like, 10 years ago.
They are scrolling very far back, but unfortunately that's what you get when you're... outfit ideas are scrolling 10 years back as well. So.
Man, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're just betas.
That's it, man. And thank God that we have the soldiers in the comments giving some perspective. So God's actually alive. God is dead. Case two.
Spaghetti prank. How funny is the word spaghetti?
Spaghetti prank.
Spaghetti.
I warned you. I warned you.
Okay, so this is super stupid. It was just on YouTube Shorts, and like, you know when you like accidentally watch something?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, the internet?
Yeah. Yes. I'm assuming you accidentally saw it because it's like a bright, colorful fucking clickbaity.
Yeah, and because I am so stupid, I will click on it.
That's worth noting.
Both my brain cells were offended. All right, so it says, who is smarter than laughy face emoji?
Because you know it's a funny video when it has that.
Yeah, otherwise, how the hell would we know? And there are two guys who are eating spaghetti. Bryce, I'm going to show you this and then you can describe it for the podcast listeners. All right, give us a rundown on the plot. I can correct you if you get it wrong. Right. I love to correct.
Because you got the real meaning from it. I got it.
Dude, did you get Fight Club?
I got the fable. Yeah. It's that genre of like Instagram humor where it's very like, you know, royalty-free music. It's like these guys, obviously, it's a bit of a fucking pantomime. You've got two guys eating spaghetti and for some unknown reason, there's like a kilo of sugar in front of them.
No, it's salt, yeah. Dude, as if you don't eat spaghetti with a gigantic bowl of salt in front of you.
It's not even a shaker, it's a bowl. One of them gets up to get a glass or something. But he doesn't even get the glass. It just appears in his hand. While he's hiding in the background to get the glass, his friend takes a handful of the salt, puts it in and goes like,
I've got you. And he even does like the mischievous hand rub.
Dennis the Menace hands. And then when the guy actually sees him do that, so he comes back and then goes to his friend, look out the window. Oh my God, it's something to see. And then swaps the plates very obviously.
Yeah, the friend is like, staring out the window because, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? He said, look out the window. And you would take like 3 seconds to check that there is nothing out there.
With 100% of your attention as a prankster. And your entire body turned at the window, so you couldn't possibly see the spaghetti. Not enough suspicion in friend two, I say.
Yeah, and then...
So he switches the spaghetti. So now the original salting prankster has gotten the spaghetti salt, but it's not quite there. The first guy who has been salted pretends he's been salted, and so then the second guy, it stings even more at that point.
The second guy goes, oh my God, my prank worked, and then goes to take a bite and realizes he actually is the one eating the salt spaghetti.
And then the first guy screams and the video ends. That's the best bit. Oh man, it's so fucking stupid.
How many views does that have?
Oh dude, like, yeah, not 40 enough.
40 million?
Yeah, something like that. It has 41,000 comments. How many views does it have? 6.9 million likes.
Oh my God.
Definitely more
views
like than that.
That's like 20 million or something more.
That's an awesome number.
Oh,
that's
God.
A really awesome number.
I don't know why.
Oh my God. It's so dense and it's the kind of thing that I feel like maybe even as recent as 5 years ago, you'd see this shit and then all the comments would be like, ha 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 ha,
yeah,
good
yeah,
prank.
Yeah.
I love blank and blank and they're totally. Two names you haven't heard of, but they have 9 million subs.
5 to 7 years ago, this shit was unfortunately super easy to do. And like it would be, you know, when you go to the bathroom and then it smells and it's like, yeah, no dialogue, just kind of bruh, sound effects.
But now the comment section's gotten good again. Karen, my children are perfectly fine. The children. Yeah, that's all right. At least they're on my side. Ah, yes, we all have a giant bowl.
Yeah, there's a bowl.
Bowl of salt on the table. And who loves plain pasta more than me? what else have we got? Person puts freaking salt, I don't care, on their noodles. 259 million people. Brilliant.
Oh my God, that's how many views it has.
Oh, this is so crazy.
200 million.
Dude, this one's so good. Imagine a quality artist making good, meaningful song and humorous YouTuber con streaming for hours, blah, blah, blah. Basically, the point is like, imagine being good at this and then this shit gets
this
views.
This shit gets the views.
Yeah, 203 million. There we go. We've answered the thing. 203 million views in 6 months.
My God. And when was that comment posted? That's probably even...
2 months ago. Well, so yeah, even more.
Like doubled since then.
Oh my God. I didn't know that many children would laugh at this.
Okay, Half a billion.
I remembered the comment section being way more brutal than this, but no, there actually seems
to
be...
Oh no, the fans have found
it. The fans have found it. I mean, there's a few we are evolving but backwards. There's nothing too spicy. Like I was looking for spice. But no.
Looking for that RPM gear.
Imagine having a life to watch this.
Final judgment.
Bryce, oh golly, the worst, most awful thing that I've seen in a long time. Is God dead?
You know what?
What?
There's two ways of looking at it. One of them is that these guys will be doomed to a lifetime of suffering.
Yes.
And that might be proof God's alive.
Yes.
But it's not guaranteed. But what could happen for these guys is they get a huge rush off this like massive, massive video. They start thinking, oh my God, this is it. We've made it. They sell everything. They move to LA to get ready to make more silent like short films. They get an agent. They do all of this stuff. And then the trend changes or the YouTube Shorts formula changes or whatever changes, and suddenly they're like, oh my God, we don't have a leg to stand on. Why the fuck did we throw everything at this? Now we're never going to get this feeling ever again. Oh my God, fuck. That could happen to them, and it would be probably an appropriate punishment for what we just had to watch.
Well, that's like, have you ever seen... Okay, so do you remember like a year ago, the Da Vinci twins blew up with that video? Like, Da Vinci?
Are they the blonde guys?
Yeah, super blonde. Yeah. They look like the youth that was just following orders. I don't know. Kind of blonde and blue-eyed. And they were reading out words, and one of the words came up as, it was like Da Vinci, like the painter / Renaissance man, and they both go, Da Vinci?
That was what blew them up. I didn't know what blew them up.
Yeah, and now they have called themselves the Da Vinci twins, and okay. They basically go and just try recreate that. And so now they've got these videos where they'll be in like...
I see them a lot on TikTok.
Yeah, they'll be like in the drive through in McDonald's, and they'll be like, the ice cream? Da Chippy,
yeah,
and
right.
Their bio is like the Da Vinci twins, and then it was like the like a week ago or something, or 2 weeks ago, it was like, yeah. Oh, the Da Vinci 1 year anniversary, and I'm like, man, I just
only
don't think,
1 year, dude.
I just don't think Da Vinci was the moment you thought it was.
Yeah, well, I mean, you see, there's an appetite now for like some change. I know there's this guy that always comes up my feed. He basically takes, you know, the Dalgona candy in Squid Game. The honeycomb game.
Yeah.
So it's him just taking lots of different things and melting them and making a candy thing and cutting it out.
Fair game.
But like he's got like 30 million on TikTok, 40 million.
Holy shit.
And it's him crushing things or doing the Dalgona thing. And you're seeing a lot of comments now. It's like, hey, it's getting old. He probably has the evidence to know when it is actually getting old. But like that, you see it all the time. And it's the way the internet kind of works. We've all done it at some point. Thing gets me way more views than anything else has that I've done, so I'll go the fuck in on it for 6 months. Sometimes you see where that can be great. So a friend of ours, Nat, and that's what I reckon, had he tried this cooking style of video, blew the fuck up, and he decided, all right, I'm
now he's
make
got a cookbook
more.
Coming out in a few weeks.
He's got his cookbook coming out. He's really captivated a new audience that also appreciate his other work and his old work, and he had this catalogue of other work, so he could like take advantage of it.
Righto, no fucking round today. Fuck off. Let's get fucking stuck into it, champion.
There's like a way to do it right, and there's a way to do it wrong, and I think, you know, clearly both you guys have gone on to bigger and better things. I don't know if, for example...
Spaghetti salt prank
is going to... And I don't know the guys. I could be wrong. But something tells me that that is them, you know... It's actually not that hard to go viral, and they've done it successfully, but it's a lot harder to do that again and again and again in a way that keeps people invested and engaged.
In a deep, not wide way.
So look, unfortunately, you know, the internet is full of this kind of meaningless shit, not that funny content in my opinion, at least. I'm sure 200 million people find it funny, allegedly. But... those guys will drop off, and the annoying thing, the God is dead thing, is they'll just constantly keep being replaced. But I guess the God is alive part of it is that, like, at least those guys aren't going to be like performing at the New York Times ball drop, like fucking New Year's Eve thing as like the headline, or Jimmy Kimmel or something, being like lauded as this big cultural icon. They'll probably just kind of get tossed aside eventually, and maybe eventually that will, in a few more years, that will encourage people to give a bit more thought to their content. I don't know. But
I'm hoping that. I hope that content gets deep and good and less attention-seeking. That'd be my aim for the internet moving forward.
It's been like that for a few years, though. You know, you look back at the guys like Lance 210, you look at the guys on, like, you know, yeah, like black bars type videos where it would have the video in the middle, then the black bar at the top, black bar at the bottom where it says, like, epic something.
Oh,
cry laugh emojis.
Yeah.
That was a way to get people to watch your stuff, but... Yeah, you definitely had to sift through a lot of just like when you nut and then this happens. Like, and it's just literally dancing or something.
I don't know.
I'll say God's alive in that. No, sorry. I mean, God's alive in that like the part of it where it's like they'll hopefully be gone one day. But for now, I think God is dead because it does get rewarded and we need to move forward.
Can everyone just chill out?
Woo! Woo! All right, there it is. Monday done. Thank you so much for listening. As always, a review, a subscription on YouTube, subscribe, like, all that would really help. Tell a friend if you think they'll like this kind of format, this kind of podcast.
Tell a friend who wouldn't like it as well. Just get them. Get them with some of this.
Prank them like a spaghetti.
Yeah, just put salt in their spaghetti. But then they'll get you back by cutting off your fingers.
They might do that, but of course, you can support us through those ways. Otherwise, go to Seven Clickbait or Instagram. But if you're on YouTube, you know that. If you're not, that's where you can watch it as well. And Cam, Struthler69 on Instagram.
Bryce Females.
And what's the review going to be this week?
Really attention seeking. Just try to get as much attention as possible. If you were in a sea of 300 reviews, which your review, I guess, will be. Yeah. Be as clickbaity. By any means necessary, get attention. Any means necessary.
Perfect.
I love that.
I'm down.
I love my idea. And you know what else? I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Case closed.